Nityananda Ram ki jai. Nityananda Ram jaya eka chakra gram. Nityananda Ram jaya eka chakra gram. So Nityananda is in the house of Haranya Pandit. And Nityananda is decorated with so many golden necklaces and diamonds and pearls and rubies, very costly necklaces. And there's a group of dacoits that have planned to break into that house at midnight when everyone's sleeping and rob all those valuable gems from Nittai. So we heard yesterday that somehow the dacoits were waiting for the right time. So they gathered outside the house and fell asleep under a tree. Henai samaye nityanandere chai nidra bhagavati yasi chapila sabhai. By the will of Nityananda, Nityananda Icha, at that time, Nidra Devi came and cast her glance on the dacoits. Interesting way of saying they fell asleep. Everything is personal. You can see by Shastras, the Shastric outlook. The outlook of the Acharyas is that they didn't fall asleep, that there's a cause. We only see effect in our limited viewpoint of objective reality. We only see effects. We never see the underlying cause. Sarvakarana karanam govindamadi purusham tam ham vajami. That the cause of all causes is Krishna. Krishna is a person, so that means the cause of everything is personal. Even effects which may seemingly be impersonal, the cause of that effect is actually a person. Behind the energy is the person directing the energy. There's wind, that's energy, so it has effect. It moves the flag. But who's actually moving the flag? The wind? No. Vayu. Because the person behind the energy, there's a person behind the energy. There's consciousness behind energy. Energy and consciousness. So the conscious personality is a demigod or God himself. So nothing moves without the will of the Lord. The Lord is a person. He's an individual person, and his will is expressed through other persons known as semi-gods or demigods. So sleeping is an effect of what one would say fatigue or being tired, but actually there's a goddess. That effect or that energy or that experience of sleep is controlled by a person. The Vedas explain that even the opening and closing of the eyelids is controlled by a person. There's a demigod that controls the opening and the closing of the eyelids. So they often, those demigods, they must work in conjunction with Nidra Devi. Because first our eyelids close in the Bhagavatam class. And then our consciousness closes. And we go unconscious. And we fall asleep. Well, this is a very nice point. Nidra, but it's not just poetic expression. Oh, why didn't Vrindavan Das Thakur say, and then they went under the tree and the dacoits fell asleep? No. Nidra Bhagavati Asi Chapila Sabhai. All of them fell asleep. Bhagavati, there's Bhagavan and Bhagavati. And Bhagavan is the Purusha, Sri Krishna Bhagavan, the Purusha, and Bhagavati is his Shakti, Shakti Shaktiman. Shaktiman Bhagavan Krishna, and Shakti is Bhagavati. So Bhagavan Bhagavati. Bhagavati Radha, Bhagavan Shyam. So Bhagavati Nidra, carrying out the will of the Lord, who is Nityananda Balaram, who is Krishna Balaram, Nityananda. That Bhagavati, that Shakti, is carrying out the will of the person, Nityananda, and made them sleep. Oh, my master, you want the dacoits to sleep. So sleep they did. And then what happened? Se kane gumaila sabadasyugan Nidraya haila sabe maha achetan. All those dacoits fell asleep in that place, and they went so deep into unconsciousness that they were practically totally unconscious. Well, they were unconscious. They were sleeping. Deeply, soundly. Prabhura mayaya. My Prabhur Mayaya Hena Haila Mohita Rachi Pohaila Tabu Nahika Samvita. The dacoits were so bewildered by Nityananda's potency, Bhagavati, Nidra Devi, that they did not wake up even when the whole night had passed. Kakarave jagila sakala dasyugan ratri nahi deki sabe haila dukaman. As the sun rose in the sky, the crows began to call out,
ka, 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 ka.
That's a rather sick crow. He has a serious throat problem. He was trying to become a cuckoo, but he failed in his music class. The dacoits awoke to the sound of the crow. They were unhappy to see that the night had passed. Dukaman. Their time for thieving was over. Aste, aste, aste. That's when you get on a rickshaw. In Bengal, you always say aste, aste. It means quick, quick. Taratari, aste, aste. Taratari, take me to the mandir or whatever. Mandir jabo. Aste, aste. Taratari. Taratari. We say tarant. In Hindi, they say tarant. Tarant means quickly.
Turant.
Turant. Turant or tarant?
Turant.
Turant. Turant. To you, tarant. Aste vyaste dhala kanda felayavan satware shalila saba dasyuganga snan. The dacoits quickly hid their swords and shields in the forest under some brambles, and they went to take bath in the Ganga. So they're pretty righteous dacoits and gundas. Usually dacoitry and gundas are attached to drinking and smoking and illicit activities and murdering and robbing. So they're generally tamasic entities, and they're not too keen on prataksnan. They rather sleep till noon and enjoy the slumber of ignorance which they're enthralled in or engrossed in. But somehow the brahminical samskaras of these two unknown, or this group of dacoits, they thought, oh, the sun has risen immediately, let's go, it's about to rise, we should take our suve snan, our morning bath in the sacred Ganga. Very interesting arrangement here. Agata Sukriti, unknowing benefit. Sheshe sabha dasyugan nijastana gele sabha Sabe sabare gali padita lagila. Sabare gali, gali padite lagila. Thereafter, the dacoits abused each other as they returned to their homes. Gali, gali means bad language. It's similar in Hindi, isn't it? How do you say bad words? Gali, gali. Same as Bengali, Hindi. So now, well, how did they abuse each other? What was the dacoit gali? Dacoit gali. How did they do it? Kehabali, tuyage gumaye padili. Kehabali, tawi padachagiachili. One dacoit said, you fell asleep first, you stupid. Another one said, as if you were awake. Kehabali, kalaha karaha kena ara, lajadharma chandi aji rakila savara. Another gunda said, dacoit, why are you quarreling? Chandi has saved us from embarrassment with that crow waking us up. Dasyu sena patije brahmana durachar se balaye kalaha karaha kenaar. That sinful brahman who was the commander in chief of the rogues and rascals, he was a leader, he said, listen, kalaha, karaha, kiniar. Don't quarrel anymore. Jehaila se haila. Se jehaila, jehaila, jehaila se haila. Chandira ichai. Hegdin gele ki sakaladina jai. Whatever has happened today took place by the will of Chandi Devi. We lost today, but there will be other days. Bujilama chandiaji mohila apane. Bini chandi pujia gilana te karane. I think Chandi has bewildered us today because we went without first worshipping her. Bala Karyaji Sabe Madhya Mamsa Diya Chala Sabe Ekatani Chandi Puji Giya. Let us go together and properly worship Chandi with wine and meat. Yes. Let's go. Eteke Karya Jukti Sabadasyugan Madhya Mams Diya Sabe Karila Pujan. After planning in this way, all the dacoits worship goddess Chandi with wine and meat. Aradina Dasyugan Kachinana Astra Ailena Bira Chande Parinila Vastra. The next day, the dacoits took up various weapons, Nana Astra. They dressed in blue cloth, dark blue cloth, to camouflage themselves, and they looked like brave heroes. Mahanisha Sarvaloka Achaye Shayan Hine Samaye Vedi Leka Dasyugan. In the dead of night, when everyone was asleep, the dacoits surrounded the house of Haranya Pandit. Badira Nikate Taki Dasyugana Deke Chatur Dike Aneka Paike Bhari Rake. As the dacoits neared the house of Haranya Pandit, who was hosting Nityananda inside with all his valuable gem-studded necklaces of gold, they saw that his house in four directions was guarded by infantry, soldiers. Chaturdiki Astradari Padatika Gan Niravadi Harinam Karena Grahan. All these soldiers were armed to the teeth. They surrounded the house on all four sides, and they were constantly chanting the name, Hari, Hari, Hari. They're holding up their rifles, Hari, 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 in all four directions. And all you have is your sword and dagger and shield. Parama Prakanda Murti Sabe Udanda Nana Astradari Sabe Parama Prachanda. These infantry soldiers, guards, had powerful bodies and they looked most formidable, equipped with various weapons. Sarva Dasyugana Deke Tara Eka Janai Shata Jano Marite Paraye Sekshane. The dacoits could see that each of those infantry soldiers was powerful enough to kill 100 people in a moment. Sekshane, Shatajan Marite. A fearsome bunch. Stiff opposition. Gruesome characters. Dangerous. Sabara Galaya Mala Sarvange Chandan Niravadi Karitechi Namasankirtan. All these infantry soldiers, strangely enough, had beautiful flower garlands, and their bodies were smeared with fragrant sandalwood paste, and they were constantly engaged in Nam Sankirtan. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohan Giridhari Gopinath Madan Shama Kundarara Kunda Giri Govardhan Kundarara Kunda Giri Govardhan Shri Govinda Gopinath Madanan Mohan Shri Govinda Gopinath Madan Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nityananda Prabhuvara Achena Shayan Chaturdiki Krishna Gaya Se Sabagan. Nityananda Prabhu was sleeping inside the house as those infantry soldier guards were chanting the name of Krishna in four directions surrounding that house. Dasyugan Deki Bara Haila Vismita Bharachari Sabevasilena Eka Bita. On seeing the situation, the dacoits were struck with vismita, wonder. They went away from the house and sat down to one side to regroup and think about the situation. Sarvadasyugane jukti lagila karite kota kara paratika aila etate. The dacoits began to discuss among themselves the situation.
From where are these soldiers come from?
Kayabali, Avadut. Ke mate janiya, kahara paika, aninachaye magia. One dacoit said,
the avadut must have understood our plan somehow or other, and he collected these soldiers from someone.
Keyabali, bhai, avadut bara gyani, maje maje aneka lokera mukeshuni.
Oh, brothers, I have heard from a number of people that this avadut is very, very wise and clever.
Gyanavan para avaduta mahashai apanara rakshakiba apane karai.
This avadut mahashaya is so intelligent, he arranges for his own protection.
Anyata jesavadeki paratika gan manushera matanai deki ekajan. Hena buji esava shaktira prabhav gosaina gosani kariya tane kehasav.
Otherwise, those soldiers, they don't even look like human beings. I think people call him Gosai because he has such great prabhav and mystic powers.
Ara keha bali tumia buddha je bai.
Oh, brother, you fool! How can one who eats and dresses like him be called a gosai? What are you talking about?
Sakala dasyura sena pati je brahman se balaya janilan sakala karan.
The leader, the Brahmin leader, the dacoit said, I know the reason.
Jata bara bara loka chari dike haite. Savyas yena avadutera dekite. Kon dik haite kon rajara laksh laskar. Asi jache tara paratika bahutar. Nateva paratika sakala bhavaka. Ese karane hari hari kari chapa.
Listen. Shno, many influential persons come from all over the world to see this avadut. From somewhere, a king's military commander has come here to see him with many of his soldiers. He must be inside right now. These soldiers are all sentimental, and therefore they chant the name of Hari.
Eva nahi kon paratika anitake. Tabe katadin idhaiva e pake. Ateva chala sabe ajigare jai. Chupe chap dina dasha vasitake bai.
Oh, bai, listen. The time is right now. Right now is not good. The soldiers are here. We'll wait for a few days. Let us go home today, brothers. We'll wait for about 10 days and return to rob the avadut.
So we'll continue tomorrow about this pastime.